Oh yeah. Well, hey, my friends, welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you once again the latest world news and health research. Hope you all had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Hope you got to enjoy whatever you guys did. Hope you ate clean, halfway clean, at least not horrible.
You don't mean that at all.
We ate great yesterday.
Well, we ate pretty clean.
Very clean.
Yeah, actually, I cut back. I had a little.
You did.
I didn't eat much.
You
no,
did.
I had no ice cream.
I had a lot of ice cream later on.
I don't want to be stuffed up today.
It was organic ice cream. Yeah, I can feel it. It's my sinuses.
Oh, yeah.
That
made
dairy.
Made from that dairy that's so processed. It's unbelievable.
I don't eat it hardly ever. I promise. I got all this organic ice cream for the party. And everybody goes, no, I'm going to stay away from ice cream this year. And I'm like, all right, well, that's it. I haven't eaten in a while. I'll need some.
Well, I've got to eat stuff. You want
to start? First thing I want to cover is, you guys know it's Black Friday. Call us up if you need any updates, deals, specials. But I got the big one, as always, the Thanks 10 coupon. Use it on the site today only for Black Friday. That'll get you 10% off store-wide. That excludes, though, understand that always excludes any kits or specials or subscriptions. That's 10% off all regular products on the website. This is the big
one. That's a huge sale.
That's a huge sale. As everybody knows, the quality ingredients that we use, we don't skimp on it. Our margins are not that high. And the quality that we bring to market is enormously better than almost everybody else. So, again, when we do sales like this, it's only for one reason. It's to thank you for what you guys do for us and to keep us running top tier all the time.
I gotta correct you.
What?
I mean, I gotta correct this. This is important.
What'd I do?
You said the quality that we bring to market is better than almost everybody else. No.
Well,
it's better than
everybody else. That's true. there's not much competition.
No, I've never seen it.
No.
I mean, if we could build a better product, we would.
Yeah.
Nobody has purple sticks but us.
Yeah.
That's our product.
It's so funny. I had another customer come in again the other day, a walk-in, good client. And he, again, got off energy drinks. He works in the construction industry. He basically does roofing. And he got off energy drinks a little ways back, a while back ago. And he runs purple sticks all day. Takes, you know, one, you know, two to three throughout the day, not at all one time. But he said he was hammering Red Bull. I mean, just buying by the case in the cooler, drinking all day.
Bad.
And he says, I've had all these gut problems with it. He's having acid reflux with it. He was exhausted all the time. And I said, dude, that stuff's trash all.
I've got a friend of mine who's a car sales guy over in Plant City, and he told me he was addicted to Red Bulls, and he ended up in the hospital on them.
Yeah.
Hospital.
Oh, yeah. Heart palpitations, all types of stuff.
All kinds of problems.
Well, and you got to remember, it's not just the caffeine in those. It's the synthetic caffeine with all the other synthetic ingredients that come out of China. I've personally seen a lot of the sheets and the testing done on a lot of these energy drinks that are on the market. They all get the Rawls from the same place. There's a different brand. You got Monster, which all that satanic imagery. I've already talked about that before. You got Red Bull. You got all these other ones. They all get from the major main supplier in China with the raw ingredients. A lot of those energy drinks, when they produce them, they're around 20 to 30 cents a can as far as production cost on them. The most expensive part of a lot of those cans is the aluminum. That's how cheap the ingredients are in those drinks. And that's why when you drink them, you feel like crap. You get tired. You're exhausted. So thank you again for buying the Purple Sticks and any other products we have. We love your support. We appreciate you. 10% off store-wide. Thanks, 10. Simply put that in the coupon code box at checkout. It'll get a huge sale on there, along with a lot of other specials that we have as far as emails that we're going out today on different products. And also, thank you again for signing up for the weekly newsletter. Get updates. Update on here. I tell you this every week. Everybody keeps doing it, loves it. They get all these different emails from us on the show, on the products, and it's the easiest way to stay in contact with you. It's still the most efficient way. Emails are great, and you can also contact us up here at the top if you got to ask us a question, get a hold of us of something pertinent. I don't respond to everything if they're just – sometimes some people just send me random links. Usually, I'll check them out sometimes, but I usually don't respond back to them because it's just a random link. Austin, watch this. It's a four-hour documentary on World War One.
Same thing happens to me.
I love that. I appreciate you guys with that.
You know, now I will post some of the stuff people send me.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you don't have a specific question, then I'm going to ask you again. All right, and please don't do this to me. Think about it for a second. Okay, you've got a bunch of people sending you an email every single day. You got 100 people sending you an emails. Okay, and everybody asks you 20 questions. That's 2,000 questions
a day.
When they expect full explanations.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question. How am I supposed to do that?
and keep the quality of your information top tier. Because we could sub it out. We could sub it out and have somebody respond with AI if we wanted to do that. But you're going to get crap information.
Well, then if it comes from me, it's going to be garbage.
Yeah, and who knows what AI is going to come up
with. But I mean, so if you're asking me to answer 2,000 questions a day, I just want you to know I can't. Now, if you've got a question.
Yeah, they're pertinent.
Yeah, that's pertinent. I'll try my best to answer it. I do that with a lot of you who send them emails. But when you know, my particular one I mentioned this last week was when the guy wanted to do a Bible study with me. Then he asked me a real simple Bible question the first time, and I answered it. Just answered it. And then all of a sudden he comes back, well, now since we're having this discussion and, you know, I'm having a Bible study with you, I'm like, I never agreed to that. So then he sends me a whole list of stuff.
Yeah.
And here's the problem with that. And I've already run into this. I've already had it happen to me. Suddenly you say something they don't agree with. Suddenly they post it online. This is what Ted Brewer said. I don't agree with it. Here's why. Suddenly they start taking experts from the podcast and saying, I don't agree with this either. Here's another one. And suddenly you're like, what are you doing? And suddenly the attorneys get involved. Been there, done that. And I mean, I've seen it, and it had to happen to me. Please don't do that to me. I mean, don't do that. I'm not going to tell you everything you want to hear. And every once in a while, I'm going to say something that I'm incorrect on. When I find that, I'll correct it. But I don't need to be eviscerated and doxed and all the rest of this stuff by people who don't want to do anything besides argue all the time. Yeah, you know, what I've learned with people like that, and it's sad, but it's true, 99.99% of the time, they've never ordered a tube of toothpaste from us.
All right, and that's why when I get emails from customers, and I know they're customers, they tell me, hey, we're customers, we do this, I will spend an enormous amount of time helping them out at that point. If they're asking me a supplement or nutrition or dietary question or fat loss question, and I know you guys are customers, you're supporting us, I don't mind spending time on you guys. We'll talk to you on the phone. We have people call all the time. We have a 1-800 number that we answer.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a Christmas party next week, and I've got several people that I know from. One of them's coming in from Wisconsin, one of them's coming in from California, and you think, well, you're having a Christmas party, we're not invited. Look, I'd like to invite everybody, but I know what would happen. It'd be one of those.
We don't have the room.
I don't have the room.
Okay. Oh, and the prostate support's on sale for product of the week as well.
Great product.
That's a really popular product. Great for guys.
If you're tired of getting up in the middle of the night and using the bathroom.
Wait, and the thing that you have to remember, and this I explained this, and Dad's taught me this, as far as you've got to take care for guys, you've got to take care of the prostate before you start having massive PSA levels of inflammation.
Yep.
That's the problem. So most cases, a lot of prostate issues can be completely avoided if you
prevented.
If you have precautionary measures. What happens is a lot of people wait until they have horrific issues, and they go, oh, my gosh, I got to do something about it now.
Well, I can't urinate. Yep. Well, that's
a problem.
Like, that's a problem. Well, by the way, watch out for Sudafed. It'll inflate the prostate. I have a friend of mine who's a medical doctor, and he's passed away now. He told me he said I should put catheters in people who've been addicted to Sudafed.
I don't recommend Sudafed at all unless you absolutely need to take it to dry up your sinuses for like a presentation or something or you're in school. I don't.
Because
a lot of times I've taken it, it'll give me doggone sinus infections.
It has.
I stay away from it.
It did that to your mom too.
Yep. I used to use it in college. If I was really sick in college and I had to get up for a presentation, I'm like in and out, I'd take them and be done with it. But I do not recommend using that stuff on a regular basis.
But if your prostate is doing kind of funky things to you right now. Now,
that's what that's for.
No, and what? But I'd do more than that. All right, I'd get all three of our prostate formulas. We have three of them.
We have the prostate health, prostate support, and extreme prostate. One of them's from Gaia. One of them's from New Chapter. And this is the one we make. I prefer this one, the prostate support, on a regular day-to-day supplementation basis.
I do too.
But if you need extreme support and you've waited too long, you could take all three of those.
Here's what I recommend you do. If you're going to call me up with a 911 emergency call that, hey, look, I can't urinate.
Yeah.
Don't go to that level, please. Get all three of them and take four of each a day until you see what happens. And if it's going to work, it's going to work within a week. If it's not going to work, it ain't going to work. And then try to figure out which formula works the best for you. But if you want a really good one to take on a regular basis, it's this one. It's a great product.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, celebrities are loving these full body scans now. Sometimes insurance pays for it. Sometimes they don't. They take like 20 vials of blood. They do a full MRI on your entire body.
I've seen this a lot of this now, yeah.
Now, I'm going to talk about this for a second because there's a big article on this on the Daily Mail today. And I saw it. I said, in the latest health obsession of the rich and famous, a full body scan that seeks to detect deadly diseases early. The lady who's famous for her buttocks, Kim Kardashian, showed off hers on Instagram, revealing it discovered, you know, a brain aneurysm. And stars including Kate Hudson have posted theirs too, and President Donald Trump underwent one last month. Apart from the cost and these services, the major concern about medical experts is the problems of patients being too much information, not knowing what to do with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Skeptics, especially of the full body scan, say the imaging could lead to incidental findings that amount to nothing.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Because anxiety lead to unnecessary further testing and even intervention. So two Daily Mail journalists went in and had it checked. And what they're saying is basically, if you're going to do this, if you find something that's wrong, go ahead and go in and have this kind of stuff done. But don't just do it because you want to do it. One lady said, I can finally stop worrying. Another one says, now I can't stop worrying. I mean, all these different people are saying they're all asking questions like this. Now, people are always asking me, what do you think you should do with a full body scan? I don't do those, period. Now, you say, well, why don't you? Well, I don't want to. I think that's kind of my right, too. You know, people say, well, why don't you want to? Because I feel great. I take zero drugs. I take my supplements. My blood pressure is, 120 over 70. My heart rate's around 62 beats a minute. I work out 6 days a week, and I'm into full prevention mode.
Yeah.
You say, well, what kind of diet are you on? I'm not on a diet. I don't do dieting. I eat clean. I also mentioned that at the beginning of the show. We didn't have pork yesterday. Big swine sitting there.
I had organic beef brisket.
Yeah.
Small organic turkey.
Yeah, you're sitting there with a giant ham with worms crawling out of it, and you go, oh, that looks great. Yeah, visualize that.
There's your visual.
No, I don't do that. I mean, so we eat clean. And even yesterday when Austin offered me all organic ice cream, I said, I'm going to pass on that. My weight's up a few pounds, and I don't want to deal with this. I just want to get the weight back down. So if you gain a few pounds and you lose it very quickly, you're like, okay, that's easy enough to do. Don't wait until you're 40, 50 pounds up. It's a pain to lose that much weight. I remember one time I got up to 220. I thought, this is ridiculous. I can't believe I've done this. But I got it back off, got it, ground it back down. And it's easy enough to do it with 10 or 15 or even 20 pounds. But you get 50, 60, 100 pounds, you got to drop. It's a real pill. It takes a year to do it. And that's being consistent for a year. So a full body scan, if you think you got something going on, or if you got something in your family with DNA or whatever, if you choose to do that, it's your choice. But don't allow yourself to fret. That's the problem.
Exactly right.
No, because the worry causes stress. The stress causes a reduction of digestive enzymes. It elevates cortisol, and it leads to more disease. We see a spot here. Okay. Oh, we got to do a biopsy.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. Now, we're not sure, so we have to do surgery now. So you go in totally healthy, and now you're scheduled for surgery. And now you're like, what the heck am I doing here?
Well, it's funny you said that. Dexter's girlfriend, she had a spot on her kidney. Mm-hmm. Or excuse me, her adrenal gland. They found, basically, it was a cyst.
Yeah.
And he asked me, what do you do? I said, well, first thing, I wouldn't biopsy. That's just my opinion. And so he put on the GHI cleanse, the turmeric, and a few other things that he decided to put her on. And she's been taken. She went back in the other day. The cyst is like a quarter the size that it was.
Oh, yeah.
But they want to go in and biopsy. First thing I want to do, we need to go and test it.
Okay. First of all, let me stop here for a second.
Yes, explain. You got a great analogy with this.
This is a can of spray paint. Now, if I had time, I'd run out and grab one out of the garage, but I don't want to have it discharge on my desk in here.
Live.
Enough spilling protein powder. Okay, let's pretend like this is a can of spray paint. A little nozzle on top, a little that thing. It's under pressure. Now, many of you have broken these before. I have.
Oh, yeah. Shot them with BB guns and stuff.
Oh, God, what a mess. I mean, it goes everywhere. And you go, this is awful. Why did I break this can of paint open? Well, sometimes the body, and what it does when it gets a tumor mass in the body, it puts a cyst around it like a sheath.
Encapsulates it
like this. And so now, basically what it's doing is holding those cells in so they can't spread throughout the body. So what do? We take the spray can of paint, we shove a nail in it.
Shove a needle in it, yep.
And you go, well, that's silly. You get paint everywhere. Did you get the analogy? Now these cancer cells or whatever the heck they were go everywhere. They say, well, we found a spot. We biopsied. Now, you've got cancer everywhere. I had it happen to a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Had it happen to a friend of mine named Howard. He was my surrogate father. He raised me. My parents got divorced. And he came into the bar one time in my mom's gym and beer tavern. And he had been working with the cancer stuff and he was on a natural protocol, doing great. And finally, they said that we found a spot on your lung. Now, the lungs are exceedingly vascular.
Yeah.
This will get the blood flow through the body and the oxygenation and everything else. And we're going to go in, and he came into the bar, and he's talking to me, and he goes, well, they found a spot on my lung. I said, don't biopsy it. My opinion. Talk to an oncologist. My opinion. Don't do that. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, I explained to him. He goes, well, they've already biopsied it. That's okay. And I told him, he said, well, how do I know if it's going to get bigger or not? I said, they can do another MRI. They can look at it. They can scan it. But in the meantime, you can start all kinds of prevention. Now, if you want to do a lumpectomy or whatever you want, you know, like you would with the breast with a lumpectomy, I said, I don't think you can do that with the lung or not, but don't be poking needles in these spots. And in about 6 weeks later, we buried him. It spread throughout his whole body.
Quick.
I also remember. I mean, it was quick. And the sad part about it, that's the last time I ever saw Howard alive.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I hugged him, told him that I loved him because he's like my dad. And I told him, I said, you know, I really hope that it's not cancerous.
Yeah.
Because I knew if it was, and he opened up in the lung
like
that, and it was. And the sad part about it, he had smoked and had drunk his whole life. He didn't call himself an alcoholic. He called himself a drunkard.
A drunkard? I don't know what the difference is with that.
And I'm going to tell you. I didn't know what it was either.
Yeah.
And what it was, he had like 4 or 5 DUIs. Nice that he's my mentor, right?
Gosh.
Very college educated kid.
He's a smart guy, I remember.
College educated kid.
He's like beer.
He had a great personality. He loved beer.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm not a drunkard. I don't need alcohol. I'm not an alcoholic. I just like to be drunk. I like to drink. So he had differentiated it to the two. He had like 4 or 5 DUIs. I remember one time I was sitting at the bus station with him in Winter Haven because he didn't have a driver's license again. And you think, this story true? It's true. Straight up, my story is true. And we're talking, and I couldn't comprehend it. But he just couldn't. He liked drinking alcohol. He's right. He could go for a week and not drink and didn't have DTs. That's delirious tremors. You don't want to know what those are. And you start seeing roaches on the walls that aren't there. All kinds of horrible visions.
Detox.
He didn't have any of that. But he just liked to drink.
Yeah.
The truth
about it was, even with being that he was so much older and he even had that lifestyle, he probably would have still lived a lot longer if he would have just
His mom lived to be almost 90.
Yeah.
But the crazy part about it was, I loved the guy. He was like a dad to me.
Yeah.
And but the reality, well, he really encouraged me to go to college. And hear me tell you, if you're a kid and you're listening to me right now, listen to me for a second. And you're thinking about going to college. You know, all the people that I knew that I hung up with, primarily blue-collar workers, which are great people. I mean, I was a blue-collar worker. I was working, you know, in construction and everything else. I really enjoyed that, except for the sheetrock. I didn't enjoy that.
Sheetrock's rough.
I didn't enjoy breathing the dust.
Roofing in the summer of Florida in August.
I was okay with the roofing because it was a pattern that you had to develop on the roof.
Was fun. It was just hot.
But the reality is, you know, I learned very, very quickly that, you know, Howard was a chemist. He always had a new car. He's always dressed real nice. He didn't have to get all the hot sun. He never came in with sunburns. And I thought to myself, I kind of like that lifestyle better. It looks a little bit easier. So he's a pretty good encourager for me. But so if you're going to go in for a full body scan, that's up to you. They're going to take about 20 tubes of blood out of you. And I have a friend of mine who's a trust fund baby, no less. And I remember she does that kind of stuff. She goes in for these full body scans.
Yeah.
And she gets 20 tubes of blood taken out of her. And of course, they never find anything wrong with her because she has a clean diet. And I always tell her, it's a bit invasive, isn't it? So you guys do what you think you need to do. But as for me, I'm just going to eat clean, enjoy my life, take my supplements, monitor my blood pressure, you know, get my cholesterol tested every once in a while, make sure it's over 200.
Yeah.
I'm going to repeat that because a lot of you are looking at me kind of funny. What do you mean over 200? Once your cholesterol drops under 200, your testosterone falls through the floor.
Yep.
Just thought I'd mention that. And all cancer rates go through the roof. The lower your cholesterol goes, the higher the cancer rates go. So keep your cholesterol around 200, even up to 250 is fine. But don't be going to 350 or 400.
Well, make sure if it is in that 200 range, make sure your HDL should be very high if you got your cholesterol.
You know, I'm not as concerned about that as I probably should be.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people genetically just don't have elevated HDLs.
Yeah.
And their LDLs are a little bit higher. Including
well,
me,
yeah,
including
but if your cholesterol is at 220, 230 and your HDLs are at 10, you probably need to rethink your diet.
Well, you probably need to rethink your diet. You need to start taking fish oil.
That's exactly what I say. You need to start eating avocados. You need to start eating more eggs. You need to start eating butter. You need to start eating fish oil, omega-3s, fish.
Oh, by the way, talking about losing it, Trump has really started to insult people now.
I've noticed that.
So I don't know if this is something that's going on with senile dementia.
I don't think so. I think he's getting spooked. I think he's under an unbelievable amount of stress with Israel pushing him right now. The media is.
You brought up Israel already. This is Friday. How could you bring up Israel on a Friday? You know, give me this camera, Rich. You know, I try to tell him. You can't bring up Israel, okay? You can't
do it on a fry. So I wait the story until Monday.
You know, you can't call the president Hitler.
Yeah.
You know, Carrie Underwood did a little spoof one time on the Country Music Awards. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And her and another guy were talking. They put a little song together. You can't call the president Hitler. We can't bring up Israel on Friday.
Okay. So there's this one little Middle Eastern country that is pressing him to do a lot of things I do not think he wants to do. My personal opinion, I've said this before, I think Trump truly does want the best for the United States.
I do too.
I think he always has. He's an American. He's built a lot of stuff. And regardless of his background or his finances, he's built a lot of stuff. He's proud of what he's done. I think he's got so much behind-the-scenes dirt that Israel has on him. I think it's unbelievably pressing him right now.
Well, what happens is, you know, you got to look at your youth. Give me the center camera for a few minutes.
It's sometimes, yeah.
No. Let's talk about it for a second, okay? You know, I told you the story about me being in the car and them going certain places and I didn't want to go. And I told them to take me back to my car. And I said, I'm not going to be involved with this. A lot of times when you're younger, you do things you don't want to do with people that you don't want to do it with. You find yourself doing what you don't want to do with people you don't want to do it with because you start thinking about it years later. You get, why did I do that?
Yeah.
And, you know, so he's hanging out with this pervert Epstein, who's a Mossad agent.
Yeah.
You know, and getting himself entrapped.
And they're going to parties all the time.
Oh,
they're hanging out with all kinds of people.
He called him his wingman.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just and the thing about it is you start doing all of this stuff. You get caught up in the high society of New York City. And this guy owns a penthouse over there with the
The thing. You got to remember, and I do not care for that pedophile. I think he is just
but he's not dead. No way.
No, that guy had some cash coming from somewhere.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he had a giant compound out in Arizona. He had the largest Manhattan seven story penthouse in Less Western. So when he was hanging out with everybody, it wasn't like he was some loser in there that was broke trying to knock people off money.
Mm-hmm.
He had some cash, and he knew everybody. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times people, I think, associated with him.
Networking
is what it is. I mean, I know people in Orlando. I know business people. I talk to them all the time. Continue to keep business relationships because you never know when you might need to do something for them or they need to do something for you and you expand.
Let me tell you a story. I'm not going to mention any names here. I had a pastor friend of mine. Great guy. Still a good friend. And he got all caught up in the Palm Beach lifestyle with all these rich and famous people.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's some real heathen in Palm Beach. I mean,
there's a lot of money in Palm Beach.
There's a lot of money down there. And so they invited him to a yacht party for New Year's Eve. And so he shows up on the yacht party. And they had brought a bunch of prostitutes on the yacht. I'm just telling you straight up. This pastor.
He's a good pastor.
And he's a good pastor. He's a good friend. And he told me, he said, I went on this party. They had a bunch of these women that weren't dressed. They were scantily clad and blah, blah, blah. And I said, dude, you got to stay away from stuff like that. And I said, he said, what do you mean? I said, you can't be doing that, man. And I said, this is not okay. And it's not because you're going to do anything with these women because you got your wife with you. It's the fact that you're even being in association with these people. There's a lot of people out there. It's like Jim Rohn said about salespeople that are liars.
Yeah.
He says, you can't afford their production.
That's exactly
right.
You got to
stay away from them.
They hurt your credibility as a company.
And so, and I told him, I said, what happens if this thing shows up on some major network that you basically are hanging out with?
Social media, a bunch of videos.
Yeah. I said, number one, you're married. Number two, you're a pastor. Yeah. I said, you got to chill out on this kind of stuff. You got to stay away from this kind of stuff. And see, and that's what the problem with Trump and Epstein, if you want to know how I was going to segue that back, somebody should have sat down and had to come to Jesus meeting with Donald Trump, you know, 30 years ago.
You
got to
remember, though, when all that was going on in the 90s, I don't think he really had the full understanding of the consequences of being a president and all this stuff coming
up. No, he talked to Oprah Winfrey back in the 90s, but
I don't think at any point Trump realized how truly corrupt and dark the deep state is in Washington and the level of blackmail and the level of involvement with Mossad and the level of compromising. I don't think anybody does. I don't think anybody realizes it because you start talking to some of these politicians that have been up there, and they literally call it a cesspool.
I mean, I was up there with Coach Dobbelmeyer,
yeah.
You know, a couple of years ago. Well, a long time back. Close about 10 years ago now. I was up there with Dobbelmeyer. And I remember I was up there speaking at a seminar, so was Dobbelmeyer, with a pastor that I no longer associate with for various other reasons. But the crazy part about it is we're walking through the halls of Congress, and it's all queer. Now, don't get me started on the gay stuff, okay? I mean, whatever floats their boat. I don't care what they do. But, you know, why in the world are they unequally represented? You know, why are all these pages, everybody up there, actually, they're all effeminate and gay? And I looked at Dobberman, and I said, dude, is anybody here not a queer? And he looked at me and goes, man, I don't know, Ted. Everybody looks queer to me. I said, man, they all look like a bunch of gays. And see, then you got to ask yourself a question. Why are they unequally represented like that? And, you know, why are these Congress guys hiring all these guys that are so gay? That's the question. Don't get me wrong. If a person's gay, whatever you want to do, just leave me and my family out of your loop. But the reality is, why do you want to hang around with these gay guys? I remember one time I had a seminar promoter that I knew back in the 90s. And all of a sudden he hires his CEO. He was president.
Yeah.
We'll come to find out his president's gay. Okay. We'll come to find out he's hired a bunch of singers to come to these seminars. And they're all gay. Finally, it comes out that he's gay. You remember what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, plus one equals two after a long time.
Honestly, just stop for a second and don't send me letters on this because I don't want to hear it. Well, I'll just block you and delete you if you send me something ugly. Here's the thing. No, I don't want to hear it.
Most of our customers, our supporters, don't usually send.
But think about this for a second. You know, if you're a straight dude, and you're basically an alpha male and you like guns and hunting and all the rest of this stuff and you like women and you're dating women or you're married, you're being monogamous with your wife, you really aren't going to be hanging out with a bunch of gays. Just thought I'd mention
that's true.
Is that roots?
That's truth, yeah.
So why are these congressmen, why are they all doing that?
They're hiring people that work for, I don't know.
That was the thing. Remember the guy who did the seminars?
Yeah.
He ended up being gay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a mind-boggling. And so you ask yourself a question. The Bible says, don't be unequally yoked. It says, come ye out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you, and I'll receive your sons and your daughters. And see, when you understand that, there's certain people like Jeffrey Epstein you don't hang out with. Now, he definitely was not gay, but the reality is
pervert.
But the problem is, so you don't hang out with perverts. You don't do that.
And in D.C. now too, this is crazy. All this. Have you seen this incident with this Afghan refugee?
Oh yeah.
And basically, Sarah Beckstrom, she's a National Guard.
My condolences to her family and to her.
Condolences to everybody involved in this. And then a second National Guardman is fighting for her life after she died. And there's something really odd about this. And it's sad, but this guy that basically she started her service at 20 in the U.S. Army, and now she's part of the 863rd Military Police Company, 111th Engineer Brigade of the Army National Guard. And this guy who's an Afghan refugee, Romanuel Lacroix, an Afghan national, came up and shot both of them. And now what's interesting about this is coming out now that this guy was directly involved in CIA operations in Afghanistan.
Oh, they always are.
They always are. And so it's crazy about this. I had another article that was pulled up on. I was trying to find it here. And what's crazy about this is that when you start doing the research on this, the really shady stuff, this guy came over here after 2021, after the botched Afghan pullout with Biden, that whole enormous debacle, and he was directly involved with the CIA's operation that was involved with killing other terrorists over there, and now suddenly this guy shoots two of these National Guard members and kills this girl. And so I don't know what this is all about. This seemed oddly strange to me. Could this guy have just snapped? I don't know. But when you get anybody that's involved in spook operation, you got to really question what their overall intent was. And again, my condolences to the family with Sarah Beckstrom. In Washington, D.C., and how could this happen in Washington, D.C.? Washington, D.C. is a gun-free zone. You can't carry a firearm. You can't really even own a firearm in D.C.
Well, what it does, it sets up everybody who's a criminal to come in and just take advantage of
exactly
people
they do.
Can't defend themselves.
They're criminals because they don't follow the rule of law.
They don't care if it's a gun-free
zone. Newsflash.
And plus the other thing, too, now Trump's locked down 20 different countries all over the world saying no more immigration right now, emergency executive
order. I don't disagree with that.
Well, no, and he's got a lot of places listed, they're almost all Middle Eastern countries, and he says that's enough.
They should never been over here in the first place.
The problem is you get all these spooks out of Afghanistan that are working with the CIA over there for 20 years running heroin.
Yeah, just thought I'd mention that.
We'll put that in there. Running the poppy fields.
Personally talking to the contractors.
I personally have talked to our listeners who've been there driving through the pop. They sent me photographs, and what ends up happening is they put them all on C-130 transport planes and drag them all. Don't you remember the picture of the C-130 transport plane
hanging off of it?
I mean, inside out, packed full. Everybody's standing in there. I mean, couldn't use a bathroom. And just everybody jumps on the plane. We're out of here. We're not going to get killed. You're going to kill us. And the problem with all of this stuff is you start bringing these in by the tens of thousands of people like this, you're going to have a situation in which these people are going to get turned loose. And if they're CIA already, like this guy was, somebody's going to wind him up and turn him loose
again.
That's
exactly right.
And so then we get more gun control crap going on. And all
you can't do much more gun control in D.C. You're banned from having anything over there.
You get caught with guns in New York City or D.C., you're going to jail.
You're going to prison.
That's right.
I mean, just if you get caught with one, even if you're legal and the gun's legal, you're going to jail immediately.
You know, it reminds me of the guy who basically was the athlete who went and took his gun to the police department.
New York City.
And said, I came in on a private jet, so I'm going to give you this gun. You're under arrest. You got a gun. I'm giving you the gun. Doesn't matter. You're under arrest.
For a ball game.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. Yeah. I remember that. Like, yeah, they arrested him.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, I'm giving you the gun to hold while I'm in D.C. I take it back when I leave. I'm trying to do everything legal. Doesn't matter. You're in possession as you turn it in.
Yeah. No, it's and then you look at this stuff and you ask yourself a question, you know, why has this happened like this? Why are we – now, there's another thing happened. I sent you that link this morning. Did you see it? It was a text I sent
yes,
you.
Yes, with Pam Bondi.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go into that here in a little bit. There's a few other things.
You guys, don't miss this story on gun control. This is bad.
Well, you know, and it ties back into the BBB, the horrible bill that they put together. But one thing I wanted to cover –
blasphemous
this,
bill.
That's exactly – big blasphemous bill is what it was. This is kind of funny, but it's not – this is a really big take on Campbell. You seen this with this VP?
Yeah.
No, it's more than that now, too. The leaked recording of Campbell's executive, this is the vice president of Campbell's, mocking the company's soup and telling them that they have lab-grown meat in all their soup. It has now triggered a massive response from the attorney general in Florida. They're shutting down and holding the Campbell's manufacturing site in Florida. They've stopped all production now. They do a full investigation. This guy came out and he said, and I quote, actually, I'm not going to quote all of these. There's a bunch of foul language in here. This is the VP on a recording that he didn't know was being recorded. He said, I don't buy Campbell's products barely anymore. It's not healthy now that I know what they effing put in it. The speakers talked about bioengineered meat and said, I don't want to eat effing piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer. All it is bioengineered meat in all of our cans now. He said,
whoa.
All the meat in Campbell's, it's all bioengineered 3D printed meat. He says, all genetically modified, bioengineered, fake meat. Well, then, of course, Campbell's comes out immediately and goes, all we use is real chicken. I don't know why he said this. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He has now been terminated with a gag order.
Gag order.
VP of Campbell's terminated. And now what they're doing is they're spinning it on all the news sites, and they're saying, oh, Campbell's is in trouble now because they dumped a bunch of wastewater. And the VP insulted people and said they're effing poor if they buy our products. See what he said. Nobody's talking about the 3D meat comment. They're saying he got terminated because of this.
Yesterday, I was talking to Savannah. She was here for Thanksgiving. My daughter's about to turn 23 years old. And she told me that one of the restaurants in local that people go to, that, you know, if you get grilled chicken, it's not grilled chicken. It's stamped meat.
Is it now? Well, I've heard that it's going to a lot of stores now.
Well, no, they send a piece of grilled chicken that looks like grilled chicken.
It looks like it's got the grill marks on it.
It's got the grill marks on it. And it's not even real. It's basically pasted together. It's basically ground meat that's been pasted and basically made out like it's a grilled chicken breast, and they put marks on it to make it look like it's real. So you're thinking you're eating real chicken, and it's not. It's some kind of weird process.
Well, sometimes it's multi-meat. Sometimes it's lab-grown. Sometimes what they do is, and it's still technically meat, they do is it's the same thing that McDonald's does with a pink slime. They take chicken carcasses, they grind them up almost to a powdered liquid, so to speak. I mean, just powder, and then they glue everything back together. They stamp it out, so it's technically chicken. It's got chicken in it, but all it is chicken carcass, chicken bone.
Yeah,
chicken
the thing
meat.
I gotta say is, and I mean, I don't want to use a bad word here, so I'll spell it out. What in the he double sticks have we become in this country?
I know.
I mean, no offense. It's just easy enough to go ahead and butcher a chicken, cut its head off, and clean it up and be.
And well,
I mean,
the thing is, you know, Campbell's.
Why do you have to do this?
Campbell's used to be a staple of American meals. Campbell's.
It's loaded with MSG.
No, but now it is. But I mean, it's been around. That company's been around a long time for canned foods. Yeah. Campbell's been around a long time.
But years ago, that people that were healthy found out about the MSG. In their products, they said, we're done with it.
Now it's bad enough. MSG. Now he's flat out saying this stuff is 3D printed lab grown meat.
Well, the problem that you have here, the Kabbalah's Luciferian Synagogue of Satan owns almost all of these companies now. You know, if it said Rothschild Campbell's Soup.
That's exactly right.
Did I say that? I did say that.
Rothschild Store.
If it said Rothschild, you know, General Motors.
Rothschild Grocer.
Rothschild Porsche. Rothschild, you know, Ford Motor Company. You'd be like, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to buy this stuff from the Rothschilds. They don't do that. He's frontman. And see, you got to understand something. They don't see us as human beings. They see us as animals. Or they call us goyim. Since you went to Israel, we'll go ahead and go there today. And
hey, whoa! No,
it's on
Friday.
You. It's on you.
It's the little Middle Eastern country that that runs the United States.
And so all of a sudden, the cattle need to just be fed slop. And you're like, okay, this is awful. And every major industry that starts to do this, if you go back to the whole extent of who runs it, you see who it is. It's like when you see these people go to the Wailing Wall, these Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan boys, and they're rocking back and forth, you know, and they're doing all this stuff, right? And they're praying. And you think, why are they rocking? Well, they ain't rocking. They're screwing a doggone archangel. Oh, I can't believe I said that in such a bad way. They're having sex.
This is post-Thanksgiving show, bro.
Yeah.
Calm down.
No, that's what they're doing. And because they have to have sex with these archangels in order to get their god, Ein Sof, the snake god, this is all Kabbalah, and to listen to them, which they believe is the god of the universe. And so when you see them rocking at the Wailing Wall, which is usually most people think was a fort, basically part of a Roman fort in Israel. It wasn't even part of the original temple. You start to realize that something's wrong here. And then all of our major leaders in the United States and in Europe go there to go to the Wailing Wall.
And they always, if you notice this, they always get a photo of them there.
Always. But I haven't seen any of them rocking. At least that's good.
Yeah. Back to Florida, though. I want to cover
the whole show on this, by the way, if you want to watch it.
Attorney General James Uttmeyer, Florida law bans all lab-grown meat. Our Consumer Protection Division is launching a full investigation. Will demand answers from Campbell Soup Company now. I got to love this. He said, we don't take fake lab-grown meat here in Florida. We enforce the law and shut it down. Thanks to Governor Ron DeSantis for championing this cause. Florida legislator passed this law. We became the first state in the country to ban all lab-grown meat.
Look, just for kicks and giggles, find out who owns the main shares of Campbell's Soup.
Oh, gosh.
And by the way, while you're doing that, I'm going to cover this story. Furries, grooning, and muscle mommies, what really goes on the warped porn chat rooms that have broken the brains of young men and even driven some of them to kill. Yeah. I'm not even going to read this article.
Today.
Not this article. Not this one. They're talking about the guys that get hooked on this weird stuff online when they're young, and the men are gone. The men, remember I told you the story about the birthday party I went to back last spring, and the guy, basically all the guys were wearing princess bracelets, and I shook one of their hands and they started screaming. Yesterday I met Savannah's boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, he shook my hand like a man.
Yeah, he's a dude. I mean, he's a great guy. He's got a good handshake.
I looked at him and said, dude, that's a good handshake. You know, and he goes, well, he said one of his uncles or something was an army guy. He said he taught me how to shake hands.
Yeah.
Teach your children how to shake it, boys.
That's a fact.
I mean, I did it with Austin. I remember Brian Tracy did that with you one time.
Yeah, I remember Brian Tracy.
He walked up, he said, no, here's how you shake my hand. Walked up, said, did you do this? You did. Austin was like 7, 8 years old, right? And he's also listening. Okay. And so I liked old Brian Tracy, nice guy. And the crazy part about it is teach your men how to be men. Don't teach them how to be a furry and gooning and muscle mommies. What the heck's that all about? But we're not going to go there today. But the reality is that there's a lot of weird stuff online. Don't let your boys look at it. Very, very important.
There you go. Campbell's Company.
Number one.
Drum roll, please.
Why are we
top institutional shareholder, BlackRock.
Number two, Vanguard.
State Street. Sometimes I dislike being right all the time.
We're always talking about this one.
No, it's just, it never stops.
And here's Morgan Stanley. And I guarantee if you look at the rest of this stuff, and these primary investors are going to be the bloodline families or more of the Rothschild
stuff. Just after a while, you look at it and you're like, it can't be so. This is public filings, guys.
Yeah.
This is public filings. And what's crazy about this is, you know, this makes even more. I was reading earlier, Campbell's Soup came out and said, yes, we use bioengineered food ingredients such as genetically modified crops, canola, corn, soybeans, sugar beets, but we don't use any type of lab-grown meat. That's not true. But everything else is bioengineered in there. Well, you got to ask yourself a question. And this is what I always ask people about questions with supplements that they're looking at. If you have a company that says, yes, we actively use MSG, yes, we use GMO soybean and canola oil and basically, you know, corn oil and sugar beets, and the entire product is filled with genetically engineered food, but we only use 100% real chicken. But you got the VP coming out and saying, no, I don't eat it because it's all lab grown. It's 3D printed chicken. I'm not touching the stuff anymore. You got to ask yourself the question. This is why I always tell people to acid test with a lot of supplements. Look at what the B12 is in the product. That's just the first one just to look at. If the product has cyanide, cobalamin, B12 in it, which everybody knows that's a toxic form of B12, and that's what's in the ingredient when you look at it, you can be well assured that they are not concerned about the quality or basically of efficacy of the product that they're selling at all. They don't care because that product is not expensive. Because a cyanide kebab is cheap. Sublime B12 is not a cheap raw. And if they're already skimping out on that, and that's one of those important B12s or B vitamins you need in your body, it helps out with energy production. They know it's toxic. It's our cyanide kebab. Why in the world are you going to listen to anything else they talk to you about health and nutrition? Because they're already compromising the one main B vitamin in there that's the easiest to recognize, whether it's synthetic or methylated. Just my stance on that, bro.
Oh, by the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't know what happened to her, but somebody got some stuff on her or whatever. She just got scared because she's afraid she's going to have the same thing happen to her that happened to Charlie Kirk.
Well, that's exactly right. That's what my buddy told me.
And basically, Nick Fuentes really, he hammered her. He said he's turned on her for acting like a typical feminist, the B word, controversial nationalist commentator. Nick Fuentes turned on former Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene for acting like a typical feminist biatch, I'll say it that way, on Wednesday, just days after he publicly supported the congresswoman, after political commentator Mike Cherovich urged Greene to serve out her full term in Congress instead of resigning on Wednesday. Personally, I think she should have done that, just not rerun.
I agree with that.
Okay. She should have gone another year. Typical of Republican men telling women to – here's her response. Typical of Republican men telling a woman to shut up and get back in the kitchen and fix me something to eat. She goes, F you, in the sweetest, most southern drawl like an enunciate, Green ranted. I've been trying to tell all you men that our kitchen pantry is empty with spider webs, our house has been ransacked, the windows and doors are broken and busted, and the greedy rich bastards have twisted your minds into a sick state. That's gotten serious with her and Fuentes.
Yeah.
She added, get off your blankety blanket, fix your own blankety blank food, and clean up your own kitchen when you're done. Green's outburst was criticized by many of her own supporters who questioned the congresswoman after she was lashing out at Chernovich so aggressively for urging her to finish her term. The outburst also resulted in Fuentes turning on Green just days after he expressed support among her feud with President Trump. This is pathetic, he said. So first you sold out to Kevin McCarthy, then you quit because you couldn't handle the pressure, and now you're acting like a typical feminist. He concluded, what a disgrace, good riddance, monkey. And this is serious. I mean, before, you know, the crazy thing about it is Fuentes got a huge following.
But the only thing he doesn't have in this position right now is any experience in D.C., and I think that's the difference he doesn't understand. I think the cesspool is so deep and the darkness is so dark in D.C. and it's so polluted.
The Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan in conjunction with Masonic Lodges run D.C.
And Mossad.
AIPAC
and Mossad. And I think personally from what I've talked to and who I've talked to, and I know they're usually pretty accurate on stuff, is they pretty much told her, listen, you're going to resign immediately or else you're going to get Charlie Kirk on the role position of she called out Jeffrey Epstein on national television with Megyn Kelly, who has an enormous platform, and said, I have seen the documents. I've looked at it. I've read through it. Epstein worked directly with the intelligence community and Mossad to build dirt on politicians. That's why I've taken zero AIPAC money. Right after she said that, she got quiet, real quiet for a week. Then suddenly she comes out and says, I'm resigning because I had a disagreement with Trump. It goes deeper than that as far as her just getting upset and not wanting to do this.
She's probably been seriously threatened. Her family's been
threatened. She's got family. She's high profile. She can't go anywhere without security. And the fact that she's said this multiple times, she's getting an enormous amount of death threats, even from MAGA supporters now. And the problem with this is you don't really take that lightly whenever you have one of your good podcaster friends that's enormous in the Republican community get shot in the throat and executed on national social media. Suddenly, that's what I think a lot of this stuff was with Charlie Kirk, is Mossad wanted to put that out there to everybody, let everybody know, listen, we don't care who you are. We don't care how big you are. We don't care how big your platform is. We will kill you publicly if you talk about us.
You know, when you really...
That's where it's going there.
When you really look at it and you start to see just how unbelievably entwined the synagogue of Satan is with our country. You know, they claim to be Jews, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. Okay, this is what the book of Revelation says twice. Yep. When you start to realize the depth that it goes, Austin, it's almost like, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us. And I'm going to keep my heart in mind of you all the days of my life because I don't want to deal with these nutbags. People are always asking me, Austin, do you want to run for president or Congress or something? Me.
Yeah.
My response is always no interest.
Well, the problem is the system's broken. The Republic has essentially fallen for the most part because you look at it now when you have the vast majority of people that are in the Senate or Congress are all controlled by Mossad and AIPAC and that little Middle Eastern country that I can't talk about. You realize that what how are you going to change it when you have somebody that's we're giving them money to basically do blackmail and bribe us back? The money's circular. So the only way to function operationally in D.C. is you have to be a supporter of that little Middle Eastern country you can't talk about.
Now that's
undoubtedly, you cannot question.
Well, Cynthia McKinney was doing that tour of Robert David Steele years ago.
Yeah.
He said that. He said, Cynthia McKinney said that you have to sign a document.
100%. I've talked to the guys. You got to support your full allegiance to them, and you have to do anything they ask you to do.
Well, last week we watched the guy. They were asking him, do you support Israel? Do you support the United States?
On the camera, they would not denounce it at all. Now, this is also interesting as well. This is a stunning peer-reviewed study that came out now. Now, what's crazy about this is we said all this way before the curve
started. We said this almost 6 years ago.
I said this in 2020. The PCR test was completely inaccurate. It would pick up on any viral particle. You could do enough, basically, enough cycles on it. You could find anything about anything as far as it was test positive.
Test of tangerine.
The author, Coca-Cola. The authors of a new peer-reviewed study identified that 86% false positive rate for COVID-19 PCR tests said the findings suggest a significant overcounting of COVID-19 infections during the pandemic. By the end of 2021, 92% of Germans had already acquired a natural infection, indicating near universal immunity in the population. I yelled about it. You yelled about it. I fought with everybody. I emailed everybody. I got in giant arguments with people.
And we got censored.
They got censored.
Almost all of our YouTube videos taken out.
I had people send me emails absolutely trying to eviscerate me, telling me we had no idea what we were talking about.
You know what's funny is where are those people now coming in with apologies?
It's awfully quiet in here.
Well, no.
You notice that? It got real quiet.
No, honestly, I blocked them. I blocked and deleted them.
No, I didn't block everybody on it. I think a lot of people now, they're too embarrassed to come out and say this. This is a peer-reviewed study by three German researchers published last month, Frontiers of Epidemiology, look at two mathematical models to analyze how PCR tests resulted aligned with results of blood tests for COVID-2 antibodies. Meaning what happened was these PCR tests were testing positive for COVID because people already had natural antibodies to SARS-CoV-2 in their body because they'd already been exposed to it, already had infection. A lot of them didn't even know it.
They were testing positive because they already had antibodies
for it. 92%. 92%.
That means that they're all false positive. They didn't have COVID.
That's why I talked to people and they went, we don't know what's going on. I keep testing positive on every PCR test, but I'm not sick. I don't have any symptoms. That's when they played the game. This is why you have to get the shot because you may be infected with COVID. You're killing grandmas left and right across the country and you don't even know you're sick with COVID. You have to get the shot or else their shot doesn't work. Everybody goes, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense, peasant. We said so. We said it.
Find out who owns all these big vaccine companies.
Oh, PCR. Oh, the PCR was a multi-billion dollar money.
Oh, and they finally came out and said at the end it doesn't work. But they still use it.
These are chickens. Chickens.
I know. And now young people being diagnosed with cancer have the highest risk of developing most aggressive form, study finds. Because, again, that Simeon 40 was in that doggone vaccine, and that lowers the immune system. And now we have all these people coming down with cancer, especially young people, and it's always that aggressive, those turbo tumors, they call
them. It's going to make the medical industrial complex hundreds of billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars, in long enough aggregate, with people getting sicker and sicker. They will never been sick in the first place.
Oh, by the way, we had the official Strongman Women's Contest in the world. The world's strongest woman winner is now stripped of her title after they discovered she was born a man.
Good. Good riddance.
This is a big woman, boy.
Big woman?
Oh, my gosh. And
I'm sure they got her on TRT, too. Oh, my gosh.
Huge, man.
So it's a dude.
Pretending to be a woman.
He's running gear. He's running tests.
It appears that an athlete who is a biological male who is now identifies as a female competed in the women's open category, organizer said in a social media statement. Somebody should have at least, taken his pants down and looked in the locker room or whatever.
All you have to do is a physical, golly.
Yeah, or you could have been snip like Bruce Jenner says he has been now. Still never said that. I mean, you know, he used to be on the doggone cover of Wheaties magazine.
I know.
He was a athlete, man. He was an unbelievable athlete. And he said he's been snip now. He has no parts left. That seems awful. Officials were unaware of the fact ahead of the competition and have been urgently investigating since being informed. Had we been aware, you got a dude who walks in there saying he's a woman that weighs 350 pounds. He's bench pressing.
My name's Sally. Pounds.
You might want to take a look at what he. I don't buy any of that stuff. I think they wanted the TV ratings, and they knew this guy was unbelievably strong. The move comes up after runner-up UK lifter Andrea Thompson was filmed storming off the podium as she raged about the decision to award the title to Booker. Thompson is now the winner, which, of course, the contest is over with. Oh, by the way, we're going to give you this peasant.
You know, when a female walks in and says, my name's Sally, I'm going to rep 405 on inclines today just because I'm in a good mood, you kind of got to go, really? You got the bone density to handle 405 on inclines for reps?
I remember I was a bodybuilder in college, and there was a guy named Phil. He played for Florida State.
Yeah.
Okay, big boy. He had a dog named Caesar.
Yeah. Okay?
Phil had a funny voice, a real high squeaky voice, but he was definitely a dude.
Was like Ronnie Coleman?
Yeah. No, it's higher than that. And it was
Ronnie's funny. Awesome, by the way. No, I feel bad for Ronnie.
So I'm in there doing squats. I'm warming up, doing about, you know, a bunch of reps, 2 1/4. I'm doing squats, you know. And he goes, well, I want to work in with you. I thought, oh, great. We have to deal with loading this bar.
Yeah.
Squats. I said, all right. I said, okay, that's fine, Phil. Go ahead and work in with me. He walks up to the bar, warm up set, 2 1/4, steps underneath it, do squats, does like 20 reps of behind the neck press.
Behind the neck press?
I mean, I felt so small.
Yeah, some genetic engineering shoulders are there.
And I thought to myself, wow, this dude is strong.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Now, whether he was on a cycle or whatever, whether he did all that or not, I don't know.
I don't care if it was on 225 on behind a neck press.
I mean, and he made it look like it was bad. I mean, this is warm-up set. And I thought to myself, I feel so utterly insignificant right now. This is awful.
He's bench pressing my weight.
Yeah, I'm
shoulder pressing.
And I was in great shape. You know, I just won the Mr. Tallahassee contest, which meant nothing to this guy. He was so strong. But, oh, by the way, Trump calls Tim Walz seriously retarded.
He's on an insult spree right now. I've noticed that.
Well, you got to remember, though, you know, you don't know what the diet sodas have done to him.
And you know what the stress is doing to him right now with all this stuff.
Or this may be this. You got to remember, he's a New Yorker. They're just mean. You get out of New York and you bump into somebody, and all of a sudden, all the swear words start. All the cussing starts. And you're like, dude. And the problem is, if you don't yell back at them, they don't stop.
That's a fact.
And you could, that's just how they talk to each other. And so he's probably to the point now that he knows he can't run for president again. Well, no. So what difference does it make? He had the one guy coming in, the mayor of New York now, right? And he's been calling Trump a fascist. And so they're in the Oval Office talking.
Yeah.
Okay? And they said, well, you called Donald Trump a fascist. And the guy starts saying it. And Trump says, just tell him, yes, that you did that. It's easier that way. Just tell me you did it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that Islam mayor he was trying
to
play.
No. So he says, backtrack it. Yes, Trump admits to the fact that the guy called him a fascist. Now, Trump never admitted to being a fascist. But it was such a funny
story. He's not wrong about that, though. Everybody's got a big mouth behind a keyboard. All of a sudden, they get in public with people. They get around them in person. All of a sudden, well, I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean that. I was just kidding. Well, I wasn't.
The DOJ attempts to save face with new pro-gun office and SCOTUS filing. Why don't we talk about that for just a second?
Oh, yeah.
This is a big document. We promised you about 30 minutes ago we covered that. Just recently, the Bondi DOJ filed a brief in support of the Second Amendment in the Supreme Court. But gun owners are still rightfully furious with the Department of Justice and Attorney General Pam Bondi, which personally I think she needs to get replaced, for defending federal gun legislation. So while GOA wholeheartedly supports the DOJ's filing, the pro-gun grief, the National Firearms Act with the Silencer Foundation, all this stuff was taken out of the big, beautiful, horrible bill. For those familiar with the Gun Owners of America, filed a lawsuit against the ATF after the signing of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act on July the 4th. It basically zeroed out tax on many items regulated by the Federal Firearms Act, including silencers, AOWs, and short-barrel firearms. But the NFA's registration requirements remain. That's because the ATF previously needed to keep records of who paid the NFA tax for a given firearm. Now that it's zero tax, it's not a tax at all. We're arguing the registration requirements of these items would be thrown out as unconstitutional and unnecessary. After all, can the federal government really throw you in jail for not paying a zero tax on a firearm? Think about that. You're the right.
That's exactly where they're at with it now.
If now you're not guilty, you have to pay any fine, then why are we still the law on the books?
Well, it contradicts itself. And what it was is they did, and I've said this so many times now, the reason why they left the registration aspect open with this entire boondoggle with the BBB bill is because they don't want to open up the NFA registry as far as open up and start pulling stuff out of it because it's going to open up for everything.
Including machine guns.
Pam Bondi has essentially supported the National Gun Registration. She's demonized machine guns. She's called all guns that are in the registry weapons of war, which is stupid.
It is.
I mean, you got AOW, which is any other weapon. It's like, you know, like a Serbu shotgun. It's like a 4-inch shotgun that holds like 4 rounds. I mean, okay, maybe a breacher, but I mean, like, it's a weapon of war. It's a 12-gauge shotgun. Like, whatever. And she expanded government powers with the Second Amendment.
If you put a 100-round drum on it, it might be a weapon of war.
What's a weapon of war, though?
How are you going to shoot a 4-inch shotgun without breaking your wrist?
Wait, what's an assault weapon? What's an assault weapon?
Baseball bat.
Yeah, my AR just, you know, represents a peacemaker. I mean, if we're just talking about what's supposed to be a weapon of war, and the thing about this is now, when you start looking at all the stuff that's come up with it, says Attorney General Pam Bondi took decisive action to protect the Second Amendment by filing a brief in the Supreme Court challenging Hawaii state law that bans public carry. However, she's contradicted herself enormously now because the NFA's registration requirement still remains. And even though the Gun Owners of America and the NRA are suing it, she's still not going in and even doing it. She's trying to hold the line with what they did with this. And exactly what you said. How do you throw somebody in jail for paying a zero tax on something?
When no taxes due. It would be like this. IRS says, we have no taxes due anymore. We're going to put you in jail for not paying your taxes. You're like, right, but you said there are no taxes due, but you didn't pay it. That crap with Clinton, remember that? You don't remember this, but he retroactively raised taxes when he went in.
I mean, you told me that.
And I remember, and suddenly I owed like $10,000 more taxes from the year before that I paid all my taxes in. And I'm like, what the heck? So I went ahead and cut him a check. I said, okay, whatever, I'm going to pay the check. Then they sent me a penalty.
Yeah,
they sent me a penalty.
An interest probably.
We called them up and said, why did you give me a penalty? I paid the bill. I paid the bill I didn't know. And they said, well, you know, you knew you owed it. That's why you paid it. We were going to let you make payments on it and not charge you a penalty. And I'm like, what?
Gosh, that's unconstitutional. I don't know how that passed back then with him. That's insane. But so
I never got my money back. I had to pay the stupid penalty.
Well, that's why something's going on with this whole thing. Why they went through this bill? They pulled off the tax stamp off shotguns, SBRs, SBSs, suppressors, but yet they're refusing to drop the registry on it. And there's something else going on with it because they're. I knew when they did it when they were going to drop the registry. Remember the original thing, they bamboozled everybody. In the original bill, they were dropping all those items completely off the NFA
registry. That's right.
You go to the store, buy an SBR, go buy a suppressor. That was it. You filed a normal background check just like a firearm.
That would have been great.
That would have been great. They didn't do that. They kept the registry on it, and then they said, well, you don't have to pay taxes, but you still have to register. So you have to register a silencer that's a muffler for a rifle and not pay a tax on it, but you have to register it. It's not even a firearm. But ATF goes, well, it is classified as a firearm. But it's not a firearm, and I don't have to pay a tax on it now. But you still got to pay a zero tax, and you got to register it for a muffler? You can buy suppressors in England, the most gun-restricted state in the entire country, halfway, and you can still go buy a suppressor at a store. You can buy a suppressor. You can buy a 12-gauge suppressor over there at a store.
Well, from a hearing standpoint, it's so much better.
Exactly right. And then people think, oh, man, what's a suppressor? You're going to run around and go be an assassin. It's going to sound like you're on TV. I'm like, dude, they don't sound like that. Go put a can on an AR. You're still going to crack your ears. It just cuts down that high pitch crack on it. But no, you're exactly right. Pam Bondi's turned out to be an absolute big fat nothing burger. I mean, what she did and lied to everybody. I have all the cases. I have all the documentation. I've seen everything with Epstein. Thousands of girls that we have evidence and videos with him in on it. It's all going to be released soon. Stay tuned. Comes out. No, nothing happened. Actually, there's nothing to see here. It's an entire hoax. There's nothing. He was not tied to anything with Mossad. He wasn't tied to anything in the intelligence community. And that whole briefing she had, hey, get out of here, man. That whole thing, she turned out to be a complete. Well, you already knew it was probably going to happen.
Doing what she's being told.
That's exactly right. Remember what I just said earlier? How corrupt it is in the swamp state? How a lot of people that never talked to anybody, never been up there, never really been involved in it, they don't understand how unbelievably rough it is up there and trying to get anything done. This is the fact.
Well, the sad part about it is when you finally realize, like we said earlier, that this whole planet's being run by this group of, you know, celestial, interdimensional demons.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, what's the point of even being here? Well, the point is to obey God, serve Him, and get to spend all of eternity with Him in heaven. And we need to realize that we're not citizens of this planet, really. We're just kind of passing through. And when you get that, when you finally get that in your skull and you realize that, hey, wait a minute, it's all about God, it's all about Jesus. The other day I was listening to this talk show host over the weekend, and he was talking to another talk show host, a big guy, really well, both of them well known, and he's talking about God, 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 God. And finally the one guy goes, well, you know, the reason that people talk about God is they don't want to talk about Jesus. Okay, and immediately the other talk show host who wouldn't talk about Jesus starts talking about Epstein, changes the subject. Completely changes the subject. No, it was instant, the next sentence. And the reality is, if you don't hear them talk about Jesus, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, who created the heavens and the earth, Jesus, who died on a cross for you, when he died, the whole planet start coming apart. If they're not talking about Jesus, you got to question whether they're really a Christian or not.
That's exactly
always
right.
Ask yourself that question. If you're ashamed of Jesus, you won't even talk about him, why do you consider yourself to be a believer? Just thought I'd mention that. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Remember who Jesus is and continues to be. Awesome. What do you want to say here?
You guys have a fantastic Thanksgiving weekend. Make sure you're staying up to date. Sign up for our newsletter. Use the Thanks 10 coupon today for the Black Friday sale. We appreciate your support, my friends. We thank you for everything you do for us. We wouldn't be here without you. If you need anything, call us, email us on the contact form. Use the coupon Thanks10 at checkout. And have a fun weekend. Have a good weekend. Have an enjoyable weekend. And go thank your family for just being there. We love all y'all. We appreciate you guys. Have a fantastic weekend.
And instead of watching that gay Netflix, go pick up Angel Wars off the Brewer Show.
There you go.
And listen to that show. I had a friend of mine wanted me to watch some Netflix the other day. And I said, I'm not watching gay garbage.
That's not bubble garden. Netflix is. That Angel Wars ain't bubble gum.
Angel Wars will tighten you up.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Have a great weekend.